Welcome to you. And welcome is an important word today. Welcome is the fundamental piece of God that we are looking at through today's gospel lesson. My great-grandfather's family came here about 20 years before World War I. They arrived in the United States before Ellis Island opened up. They did come through New York, through one of those giant sort of induction centers that they built during that time. My great-great-grandfather got here speaking no English, so when they asked him, "What is your name?" he said, "Rauhoff." And they went, "Rauhoff, R-O-L-L-O-F-F, Roloff, next." And that's how our name became Roloff. They moved to the Toledo area of Ohio. Rather specifically, they moved to the section of Toledo, which was known at the time as Germantown. It was known as Germantown because Germans were not necessarily welcomed in all of Toledo. They were considered to be, for lack of a better word, not welcome. They moved to the section of Toledo, which was Germantown, which was across the river from the section of Toledo, which was Hungarian town. I don't know if you know this about Germans and Huns. They did not necessarily get along. And so it was kind of good that there was a body of water between the two of them. And there my grandmother was born and raised in Toledo and almost missed her first year of kindergarten because she got to kindergarten. And of course, kindergarten being a good German word, I don't think they ever thought anything more about it. Got to kindergarten and they sent her back home at the end of the morning and saying, Betty cannot stay. She speaks no English. She only speaks German. And send her back when she's learned to speak English. My great-grandmother then declared that from that point forward, no one was allowed to speak German around the children. You could only speak English. My grandmother says she used to remember staying awake late at night so that she could hear her father and her uncles playing euchre in German, just to hear what it sounded like. At that same time in the United States, when my grandmother could not go to kindergarten because she did not speak English, here in the United States, if black people were traveling, they would frequently purchase what was known as the Green Book. I don't think most of us have ever heard of the Green Book in the world that we live in today. The Green Book was a guide that told you which towns you could be in, which towns you could not be in, which restaurants served you, which restaurants did not serve you. They were not necessarily welcome, just anywhere. The United States has learned a lot about welcome since those few generations have gone by. If you go to Toledo today, you go to Shasta Drive where my grandmother grew up, you're going to be lucky to even find a German restaurant, let alone Germantown, where everybody speaks German. If you go to Tony Paco's, you may not know that you're in Hungarian town, but you are. In fact, those are Hungarian hot dogs if you go to Tony Paco's and eat them. And by the way, they're really good hot dogs. You should go to Tony Paco's and eat them. Get the sauce. It's excellent. My grandmother remembers being a kid and sneaking over to Tony Paco's to get hot dogs, because it goes back that far, but she didn't want her father to know, because she didn't want her father to know that she was associating with Hungarians. Ooh. This all points to one truth about the world that we live in, specifically the nation we live in. The United States is not a place. America is not a location. America is an ideal. America is a gift that we all hope to give to one another. America is the opportunity for us to hold tight to values, to hold tight to aspirations, to hold tight to something worthy to give ourselves to. America does not exist. America is becoming. Because our founding fathers set out for us such lofty goals. Life, freedom, right to pursue happiness, safety, security, liberty. The ability to reach out with welcome, to be that embodiment of the Statue of Liberty, statue that my great-grandparents would have seen as they came through New York on their way into a country. My great-grandfather, I actually have his discharge. I have his discharge certificate from the Army in my office, because when he served during World War I, he changed his name to Buddy because he was afraid his name sounded too German. And of course, my great-grandfather always had a very thick, pronounced German accent. So he didn't want anyone accidentally shooting the wrong person. So he went by Buddy, because he believed in the ideals that we all stand for as Americans. The idea that we can and should always be better than we have been. That we can and should always strive for more than we have already accomplished. That we can and should hold to virtue above all else. What defines an Englishman as being English is language, culture, centuries of history. What defines a Scotsman as being Scottish? Fashion, good Scotch, the Highlands and the Moors, places, cultures, languages, histories. What defines an American as an American is a dedication to virtue, a dedication to nobility, a dedication to ideals set forth by our founding fathers, in order that we might hope that each and every generation lives in a more perfect version. Pledge of Allegiance. I said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in my elementary school, junior high school, and high school every single day of my youth. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. What were we pledging to? An America that exists, or an America that we want to make exist? We were pledging ourselves to the struggle to always embody those ideals. We were pledging ourselves to what those ideals might mean for us, for our children, and for our grandchildren, in order that we might always make a step forward to make it more true. As we celebrate the 4th of July, and we hear this very apt passage from Jesus Christ encouraging us to be loving and welcoming, encouraging us to treat one another with the deepest of respect and love, encouraging us to offer a glass of water to the least of these, to welcome a prophet, to offer a prophet's welcome to the average person, to be hospitable, to be loving, to care for one another's neighbors. These are all the values and ideals that our founding fathers used to shape and form their vision for what the virtue of America should be. A place where we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We always strive to go one step further with what that means. I really and truly do believe that America is a great nation. What makes us great are those ideals. What makes us great is that dedication to always take one step further towards the perfection of those ideals. What makes us great is that those ideals were founded on God's very own word. The knowledge that liberty was at the heart of what our founding fathers wanted for the people of the country is also found in the Gospels, and is found in the act of baptizing an infant. Because what is the Christian faith except God declaring us free from death, free from sin, free from slavery to sin, that we are free now to worship God wholly and completely as his called and baptized children. So as we gather in this place on this day, may we remember the freedom that we ourselves have received first from Christ. If God has so loved us that he has offered his only begotten Son to die for us on the cross in order that we might receive the gift of forgiveness and renewal, life abundant and life everlasting, if we have received so much, then should we not also be generous givers to the world that we live in? Because we who have already received everything we can ask for should be those who are yet looking to see how we can make the world that we live in more virtuous, more perfect, more loving, more truly liberated world. And this is the call that Christ has given us. And this is also the ideal upon which our nation is built. So I say to you all this week, let us celebrate the 4th of July. And I know the fireworks have already gone off some places. But let us celebrate the 4th of July as the founding fathers would have us celebrate it, remembering the virtue inspired by God's word that we are called to live our lives in. Amen.